All right, well, there is a lot of news on the military front. What's happening in Venezuela, the former head of Honduras, and, of course, these boat strikes, seriously a topic of conversation in the cabinet meeting yesterday. And for a lot of insight, we bring in four-star retired General Jack Keane, of course, a Fox News senior strategic analyst and with the Institute of Study of War, joins us this morning. General, it's great to have you back.
Yeah, delighted to be here, Chris. Thank you.
So let's start with the news about these boat strikes, because that continues to be a main focus for the press in particular. And going back to September 2nd and that initial boat strike with the second strike being ordered, what do you see there? Is it problematic or is it being overblown?
Yeah, it's being overblown rather significantly. And what really is needed is to conduct an investigation, because no matter how much information that is out there in public sources right now, you don't really know everything. And it's only through an investigation that you'll know exactly everything that took place and what the intent, what the mission was, what the guidance was, and what the authorities are. And we're not really dealing with that. But I will say this, I mean, so our audience will understand. When we're attacking, say, a terrorist organization, and obviously for the last 20 years, we have done a lot of this in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And let's assume that the administration has looked at these narco traffickers as terrorists. They've declared that. So let's not argue over the term. Let's just discuss the issue. So when we're targeting terrorists, and the objective is to kill those terrorists, and they're in a facility or they're someplace, and we attack them, and we don't kill them with the initial attack, we automatically re-attack because we see what's taking place. We don't have ground troops on the ground to take them prisoner. And whether they're armed or not, because we know who they are, is not relevant. Whether they're wounded or not is not relevant. The idea is to kill them. And I would say maybe as much as 25% of the time when we're conducting an airstrike, whether it's be a drone or a manned aircraft against an isolated target where there are no ground troops available, the re-attack is just assumed because the mission is to kill those terrorists. That's the reality of it. Now let's go to the ship at sea here. What is the mission? The mission is to destroy that vessel with the cargo on board and to kill those people who are the terrorists that are involved in this operation. So it's a twofold mission there, because the vehicle is important to us. Like sometimes where the terrorists are, the facility they're at is also important to us, but most of the time it's not. So in this case, the vessel was destroyed, the cargo likely destroyed, and some of the terrorists were alive. And they re-attacked. And I believe that is likely within the full authority of the commander who's making the decision to execute the attack. And given who this commander is, he's the commander of our Joint Special Operations Command that oversees our Delta and SEAL teams, Tiered 1 forces, our Rangers, and our Special Operation Aviation Unit. And he's grown up in that organization. I would assume, quite frankly, Chris, this commander has re-attacked a number of times to kill the terrorists that still remain alive. So when people talk about, well, we don't shoot wounded on the battlefield, or we don't shoot people that are unarmed, then they're confusing the issue. I was in close combat. So if you're in close combat with an enemy, and as a result of the fight, you have dead and wounded enemy, you're in control of that situation. What do? We treat our own wounded, then we treat the enemy wounded, and we evacuate both of them. But we're in total control of the situation. If we shot that enemy wounded that was laying there wounded in front of us, that would absolutely be a war crime. Our guidance is treat them and evacuate them along with our own soldiers, with our own soldiers obviously having the priority for evacuation. This is an isolated incident away from ground forces. And we don't know with the ship at sea, this boat at sea, how close our Navy vessels were. I'm assuming if they were very close, this is why the facts really matter and an investigation is important, then we would go over there and pick those two guys up.
Right.
But if it's not, the mission is to kill the terrorists, destroy the boat, and destroy the cargo. And he's going to stay at that until that mission is completed. That's what I think is going on. And I don't know all the facts. I believe the Pentagon should conduct the investigation themselves. They're very good at doing this. I've seen this time and time again over the pattern of the last 20 years. And if there's a malfeasance or a war crime there, believe me, they will pin the rose as a result of it.
General Jack Keane joins us. General, I want to zoom out just then a little bit more. I saw you on with Martha McCallum on Fox, and you said that the president is dead serious about keeping drugs out of the United States of America. And with what's going on with Maduro in Venezuela, you said he's got a lot of options. What are those options?
Well, first of all, he could continue to show a force and continue to put pressure on the elites that are supporting Maduro so that they come to the conclusion that it's not worth it keeping this guy in power. And obviously that is going on, and I have no idea what our CIA is doing there, but I'm certain they're trying to undermine the regime. I think the president has made the decision, and you know, he's said as much, that he wants a regime change there, and he would prefer Maduro to voluntarily move out of there. I think Maduro, if we believe the media reports, said that he would go, but he needed complete amnesty for everything that he's done. And the president told him that would not happen, though he would permit him to go safely to a place that he wants to, and maybe even transport him there. So that objective is still there. But if it doesn't look like it's taking place, the options are he can do a limited attack, likely an airstrike, on something that Maduro, his regime, values to demonstrate to them that the United States is serious. Or they can do similar to what H.W. Bush did in 1989 and order a regime change. And then it was Noriega in Panama, and we physically did the regime change because he was indicted in a U.S. federal court for narco-trafficking and human trafficking. Or President Clinton in 1994 in Haiti ordered a regime change because a military dictator had taken over and deposed a democratically elected president, Aristide. And the mission was to go in there, get rid of the military dictator, and put the deposed leader back in charge of the country. And we did a physical invasion regime change to do that.
Right.
Those things are on the table. Obviously, the president gets briefed on all of this, with the risks associated with all of that.
Well,
so he understands what the consequences are.
Yep, certainly. Four-star retired General Jack Keane, thank you for your time. Always appreciate talking with you. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you got it, Chris. Thank you.
Yep, you got it. Take a break. More next.